This is The Bird Show.
So I was up at the lake for Memorial Day weekend, you know, doing stuff, you know, lake stuff and boating stuff. Boating is very manly. You ever seen a man on a boat? Please try to, Jen, you were there, so disregard the fact that when it almost sank, Wendy's the one who saved it 2 years ago.
I did see that.
Disregard
we'll
that
We'll ignore
part.
That right
Thank
now.
Thank you.
Okay.
But, you
save
know,
the sinking boat.
You're doing very manly, boaty things.
Right.
You ever actually work on the engine and stuff like that?
I know where it is.
You ever actually work on the engine and stuff like that?
Okay.
But look who's asking you.
I could never. I wouldn't even know where the engine was. At least he got that right.
I actually, there was one time, it was last year, when I couldn't start it for whatever reason. So I took the toppy metalish part off.
Is it an inboard or outboard motor?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
No, it's a jet. It's a jet boat.
Okay.
So it's a jet. It's a jet engine.
Okay.
So
okay. All right.
It is. Okay. It's a level of dangerous that you can't even imagine.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to encroach upon your masculine side.
It's a twin jet engine.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh. All right.
So why don't you back up?
Okay.
Even more powerful.
So a couple years ago, I actually did take the toppy part off with the.
Is that the textbook term?
Uh huh.
The All toppy right. part.
And I took that off in the thing around it, and I took that out.
Oh, yeah. We'll play. If listeners could see. Your hand motions. He's trying to explain it to us kind of Pictionary style and kind of go ahead.
Boat owners understand.
I'm sorry.
Sounds like two syllables.
And so, and then when I put it back on, the boat started. So technically, I fixed the boat, not 100% certain.
So you took the toppy part off and then put the toppy part back on and then the boat started?
No, and I took the toppy part off. I took the ring thing out. I put the ring thing back on. I put the toppy part back on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I missed the ringy thing.
I'm with
okay.
you. Technically, you fixed it.
Okay.
Right. And it started right up.
And you could have died doing it. I know.
There's gasoline.
Good. Yes.
And jet engines.
I know. Mm-hmm. Explosiveness.
Could have pinched your finger between the top and the bottomy thing.
Yeah,
very dangerous.
The toppy thing and the bottomy thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Could have got a bad blood blister.
Okay. Maybe one of you guys can call me back when you grow a penis. But right now, Bert and I are having a conversation about mechanics. Okay?
Oh, my God.
You want to take that one, Melissa?
I've been trying.
So,
if God would just let
So, we have some friends who have a Wave Runner up on the lake, and we get to use it because they don't go up as often as we do. So, they're like, you keep it gassed up and run it and take care of it. And it's, you know, keep it clean and it's yours. I'm like, sure. Yeah. So
does that have a toppy part and ringy thing too?
Shut up. Don't even pretend to know. You can't even drive on 285 without getting a flat. So,
that you didn't know how to fix.
So I went over. Brandon was there and so was the hero truck.
I'm just saying.
I'm trying to tell a story.
Didn't you wait for Brandon?
So
then he showed up and started doing the tire.
So anyways, the Wave Runner is at our friend's dock. So, you know, we pull up and then this is, I say to Jessica, I'm like, hey, just put the nose into the dock and I will leap from the moving boat onto the stationary dock.
Oh boy.
And take, you know, and roll on out of here, you know. And there's people there. It's Memorial Day weekend, so there's people on the dock and having a good time, people around. And this is all good. So I nose right up and I make, man, it was a beautiful masculine leap. From the running boat, moving boat onto the dock. Man, I jumped right on there, like no problem, right?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
How far away was it?
Yeah, like 3 feet, man. It was a leap.
That was manly.
So about 6 inches.
And there are sharks.
You're such a boaterman.
Lake sharks.
You're a piranha.
Uh-huh. So then
I'm gonna start calling you Captain.
I stepped over to the
wave. Like Cap. You're looking like a J. Crew model.
I stepped over to the Wave Runner, you know, and I had my life jacket on, but it wasn't buckled because...
You living on the edge.
Yeah,
that's right.
Right?
Yeah, I'm safe, but not too safe.
Thank you.
I will not hook that last buckle.
I go over to the Wave Runner and I untie the cable at the front. You know the thing. It's on the little floaty ramp thing, and then I actually use the weight of my body.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I pick up the front of the Wave Runner and I have to push it back into the water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, because that's how you get it off the ramp.
Yeah,
and
right.
I do that.
Rawr.
And then I step on the little side thing. I swing my leg around. I mean, it was Bo and Luke Duke jumping across the front of the General Lee, man.
Duke's a hazard.
I hopped right on that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Jumping and hopping and stretching.
Yes.
You sure this is your story?
So manly, man. It was ridiculous. The only thing that would have made it cooler if I was wearing the morph suit. But I was on there, no problem. And I wave at Jessica, so she turns the boat around and speeds away. And I hit the start button, and that Wave Runner didn't start. So Jessica's gone. And I'm floating on a non-working Wave Runner in choppy waters while people stare at me wondering why I haven't started it yet.
Things you can't look cool doing.
So
did you start buckling that life jacket there at that point?
I had to buckle that in order to leap off the wave runner.
Oh, how come I couldn't hear the first help out of your mouth? The first help.
I didn't let out a help. I just jumped off the wave runner with my life jacket into water that was more shallow than I thought it was, so I fell. And then walked.
Fantastic.
And then pulled the rope and walked the wave runner over to the shore, which is very rocky. And I mean, like big rock, like bouldery rock. So that was a stumbly.
I'm sure they were boulders.
A stumbly walk up the hill. And
your toesies were hurting you.
Sure they were.
I'm just imagining a little kid that pulls like their, you know, the horse on the wheels with the rope and everything. You got your little wave runner. And...
So I called the wave runner fixer place and they're going to take care of it.
They're going to take care of that for you now.
Oh,
that's real sweet of
them. Honey. Not so manly.
It was good in the beginning, man.
Did your wifey come and rescue you?
That leap from the...
Can you come pick me up?
The boat was moving. I mentioned that, right? I mean, it was probably going... I mean, it was moving.
You said it, and it was in like 2 feet of water, too.
Well, I thought it was deeper, so mentally I was more frightened than the situation
warranted. But it's just jumping off the wave runner and then falling into the shallow water.
I didn't realize how deep the water was.
With your buckled life jacket on.
Somebody needs to invent TiVo for your life so we could just rewind and take us right back.
This is The Bert Show.